Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Say What Now. You have me, John, your host. And as you can see, we have a full table today. We set up like the view, y'all, from off of ABC, NBC. Anyway, so as I say, you got me, John, your host right here. To my left, you have Deshaun, the co-host. And to my far right, you have my cousin Shay. She back, y'all. Woo! Cause she been gone, but she back like she never lived.
Baby, life what? Be life, and then I be out here windmilling, baby, and losing.
Dead boy, so you know she back. And then here to my immediate right, we have our guest host for today, Miss Ashley. So hello. Y'all been seeing her on me. Y'all know I've been out there promoting my friend and everything. So I got her out here on the show. She finally came in. She like, I'm coming. And I said, I'm glad. I'm glad to have you. So you can come on out here and fellowship with us and be proud to be a part of this podcast. Yes. So first we're gonna go ahead and go on and give the disclaimer of the show, then we're gonna let Miss Ashley introduce herself, and then we're gonna go into some announcements for the show, and then we're going to today's topic. So first things first, the thoughts, views, and opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and guest host, whether they are here virtually or here in person, it's for entertainment purposes only. I don't want nobody to have their hearts on their sleeves. Be who you are. Love who you be. Do whatever. I repeat, we are only here for fun. We are not here to be petty, shady, or telling on ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Because this guy.
Really?
Has been petty for since he got on the show, since we gave him the co-host position. He's been petty ever since.
I've probably been the quietest one on the show.
And you've been very petty ever since you got the co-host position. Ever since. So, moving right along, we're going to go ahead and let Miss Ashley introduce herself and give us a little, 1-2 on her. Then we're going to go into our morning announcements and we will begin service.
Hello. I am the awesome, ambitious, and adventurous Ashley. I know John through work, but through all that, I have experience in the military, 31 Bravo, MP, the ones who know. I have one fabulous 15-year-old son. Hey, honey. Just here. And also Jackson State University, got my bachelor's and master's there. So yes.
Oh, you degree. Okay.
I'm loving it here. Thank you, John, for inviting me.
So this your first podcast?
My very first
podcast. Oh, we've been popping cherries like it ain't nothing.
You gotta say that.
What?
Oh, popping cherries.
We do pop cherries over here.
We clean up after.
Yeah, we make sure we don't have a mess or nothing, Now, we did. One person said we didn't use lube when she was on here for her cherry being popped.
But,
It didn't get messy. It did get a little messy because we popped champagne that episode and Deshaun wasted it everywhere. So.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
You were about to mess up all the equipment.
I just touched the glass and just stuff went everywhere.
So he can't touch the liquid no more.
I'm sorry.
John, you might have to edit my children out.
What is it?
They loud.
I don't know. So, let's go into these morning announcements. Afternoon, evening announcements. First and foremost, I would like to give a big shout out to the big one, too. The big blue and the white. Jackson State University.
Hello.
For clinching the East of the Southwestern Athletic Conference once again.
Stomped them.
You get a two-finger yes. clap.
Not the one-finger clap. One, not two. The one.
Ooh, one, two. One, yes. Two. Yes.
But so congratulations to my alma mater, who I love wherever I may roam, because it's all about the Dragon State. You say what? It's always funny when I have two Auburnites sitting beside me. It's always fun.
Oh, they won?
We won. We clinched the East.
Oh. No. I ain't hear it. I'm just
Well, saying. I ain't graduate. I just did a year, but I Ooh. Still did my
but
time.
She still, yeah, that's still
you
her did, school.
You still your mm-hmm. school.
Mm. But I had to come back home, baby.
Secondly, on the announcements, since I have a hater to my left.
I ain't say nothing.
As if you are new to our YouTube channel, we are now officially sponsored. So we have some new sponsors. So on our pre-show part, you'll see a picture of each of our sponsors that we have. You will get a discount if you go on their website and use our promo code. So we have a THC drink enhancer. I think on there you get like 20% off. So we would definitely like for you all to get, you know, your THC, and you can put it in any drink that you would like. We also have a sheets or a bedroom set website on there. You get up to 45% off. I don't know if it's really 45, but it might be 40%. But all of our sponsors will be located at the bottom in our description box. And it'll also be located in the description box for the people that listen to us on Spotify and our other platforms yes. as well. So y'all can go out there and get y'all some sheets, because Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah.
I was just
about to say that.
Christmas is right around the corner. So, yeah. Make sure y'all go and check them out. Let's see. I also want to inform everyone that the nominations are now back open for to nominate us as your best podcast of Mississippi, because as you see, we won
Hello.
Back this year, so we want to win again, you know.
Put that sauce on.
This going to be the third one, right? When we
Well, this will be the second time. If we win, this will be our second time, but we've been nominated three times.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, okay. So if we get nominated, I did the nomination process, but if somebody else want to nominate us too as well, this will be our third nomination, and we have one win so far. And I appreciate Miss Dr. Kathy Amos for her due diligence and great work that she does for this organization. Lastly, I want to thank Miss Raina for letting us use her building here in Clinton. So if y'all have any requests to use her building, she does decorate. She also, you know, she has two buildings, a couple more buildings. Just reach out to her. Her link is located in the description box as well. And lastly, make sure to follow us on all social medias. We are on TikTok at Say What Now Podcast, and we are on Instagram at say.what.now24. All right, y'all ready to go into today's topic?
Yes, very much.
I know there was a lot of church announcements, wasn't it?
It wasn't.
The doors of the church
okay. Yes. Okay, we're going to go on and go to service. Okay, so as we have our guest host for today, and I'm not sure if you've been watching. So guest host, we have our topics. They are on wheels.
Yes.
So with that being said, we're going to let you choose a number, 1, 2, or 3.
I'm always number 1, so 1.
Ooh.
Oh. We finally got somebody to choose Ooh. Another number besides 2.
She said what she Ooh. Said.
All right. So now on the wheel, it does have a slice on there that says guest host topic. So that means the guest host can choose, you know, what they want to say, what the topic can be, and we'll expound and go off of it.
Okay.
Another slice says co-host. So either Deshaun or Shay, y'all can choose and say, hey, I got a topic for today, and we'll go off of it.
Gotcha.
I don't have no topics.
Or we can just spin it, or if we can spin again. So y'all ready?
Ready.
Yep.
It sounds like Wheel of Fortune.
It does, doesn't it?
We did that topic already. I don't know why it's still on there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, so the topic for today is, could you date an entertainer? So, with specifics of that, the entertainer not necessarily meaning like Cedric the Entertainer, but we're talking about people.
Exotic.
Yeah, exotic dancers, content creators.
Gotcha.
Podcast creators, anybody that's, you know, in the limelight of personality or anything. So, could you all date somebody that's an entertainer?
Of course. Yes, yes, definitely. I think, you know, we entertain in our own rights. We entertain at our own jobs. No, it might not be for the glitz and glams, but whatever you do, you're entertaining in some type of way, whether it's good or bad. So, I would definitely date an entertainer.
So, you're an entertainer?
Of course. Definitely. 100%.
And what's your entertain? What you do?
So I'm a veteran as well. So I bet you want to know what goes into entertainment and veteran, right?
Sure.
I will tell you. So yeah. So as far as a veteran, armed forces, armed and marines, anybody out there, we definitely entertain. We entertain the world. How do we entertain it? We make sure we go through basic. We go through AIT. That way, in that instance, we're showing what we can do and why we are in the position that we are. So in that instance, when we go out and do what we got to do to whoever that we got to do it to, they're seeing what we're doing.
Mm. Okay.
But to get on subject, guys, yes, I will date an entertainer. What about you, John?
No, I would.
That was quick, guys.
Right?
I would not date an entertainer. I would not date a person that's either an exotic dancer or an OnlyFans creator. I would not, no. Because have you seen Players Club?
But it's a job.
True, it is a job. But no, I wouldn't do it because, one, you leaving me to go do scenes with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. That you don't, they don't have no feelings with.
True.
No attachment.
Soul ties are important. You getting a soul tie. I don't care. No. Mm. A soul tie is important.
Then you seeing.
I'm seeing somebody else. Stuff. Fuck, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I don't think I can do it either.
But you can look on TV and see somebody.
That's different on TV.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, so if y'all want to put it in that realm, what about a doctor? Okay, they dibbling down. Mm-hmm.
Was she?
Okay, I see.
No.
That's something to think about when she said doctor.
I couldn't do the. I don't. It depends on what kind of entertainment.
Could you date a stripper?
No.
That was quick.
Podcast.
Very.
Now, if it's a podcast person that's like us, yeah. Because Big Lex and Droya on Poor Minds.
Podcast. You got the influencers. You have the.
Which type of influencers, though?
Lifestyle influencers.
Oh, okay.
Model with clothes. The ones with the clothes on.
I mean, Victoria's Secrets are models with clothes on, too, though.
Fully clothed. No, I'm okay. Sorry. Not no half naked. Because, no. Modeling shirts and shorts, like the ones that model the outfits for the different designers and stuff like that. That kind of entertainment, yes.
So you want an Old Navy model?
Not Old Navy.
Right. It's a whole lot more than Old Navy.
A Macy's model?
Yeah, you have a lot of models out there that's fully clothed.
Those name brand of clothing that we can't even pronounce out there. It's,
Balenciaga, you know, Dolce & Gabbana, you know.
Model purses, you know.
You also got hand models, too.
Ah, you sure do. Yeah. You sure do. I forgot about that.
I don't want nobody to be lusting over your hands. Lusting over your hands and your feet?
Even
no.
It was an ordinary couple.
Don't even bring that back up.
What?
Feet.
Because I don't like them at all. I do not like feet.
Previous episode.
Somebody's gonna be looking at your partner anyway, in some
kind of incapacity. I agree.
Yes.
Most definitely.
And whether and if somebody's looking at your partner, whether clothes on or clothes off, you can be in Walmart and walk.
Because I know if I got a big booty woman behind me, I know you gonna look at the booty because I'm gonna look.
Stare. Right.
I mean, I'm gonna stare. Exactly. So, but me personally, I cannot do an OnlyFans creator because of the simple. The reason why I say I would not do an OnlyFans creator or somebody that does that type of content is because, one, I met my hero, and it didn't turn out how I thought it should have turned out. Mm-hmm. Secondly, and, you know, we had Darren on the show. So, you know, Darren, he does OnlyFans as well. And, you know, his son, so handsome, and grew up. Shout out to you, Darren. But, you know... Well, you know, he does the exotic paint and silk, too. Right. So, I'm sure, like, you know, we talked about on that episode, too, with him and his girlfriend. Like, how do he, you know, juggle him and his girlfriend, plus also being lusted at the exotic paint and silk and on his OnlyFans and stuff. So, you know, that's kind of a big thing. I just, me personally, somebody else having sexual relations. Massaging you, and then they find a new spot that I ain't found yet. No.
What?
Yes. I'm not going to do that.
You might want rub his nipple a certain way.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the one supposed to play with them chairs.
The love. The love. And trust.
God.
If nobody is not coming through and seeping in like gas into your relationship, then I think a person that is entertainment should want that type of relationship.
What do you guys say to Sean?
But also, they have to keep in mind of the other person, would they be willing to change? I guess.
Or if the shoe was on the other foot, would they
be able to accept it? There you go. Yeah. If the shoe was on the other foot, would they
be able to accept it?
So would you be able to accept it if you were dating a guy that was doing OnlyFans?
Yes.
So you just going to let him come out here and have some other bitch sucked on his dang line?
Compromise. So instead of having, if this is what, let's see about this. Instead of him, you know, being in a relationship with, I mean, not relationship, but doing OnlyFans with somebody, he can do it by himself.
Okay.
And you have that?
I mean, yeah. Well, I have
a, so he's still being lusted after.
Yeah.
True, he is.
But nobody's touching him.
Yet. Because money gonna make a person change real quick.
But the money's coming back to who?
Him and you. I mean, the home.
Exactly.
But now, how would you think he would feel if you did it, though? Well, you know, everybody has a double standard when it comes to a relationship or anything. So you have to see, just like when I said that I would, when me, you, and Jock was on that episode, we talked about having a pass. They was like, nah, I wouldn't do a pass. But I was like, I would do a pass.
And that. Yeah.
So okay. I'm like, I mean, yeah, true. I mean, but we're in a committed relationship today. But if we fresh in a relationship, I just can't do it. I'm sorry. You have to give up. You have to give up the OnlyFans. Okay. I cannot.
Hey, hold up. Don't give it up. Hold on. Why not, instead of doing it with other people, y'all just do it together?
I mean, well, yeah. I got a push icy mask.
Okay, then.
What you trying to hide yourself for?
Do you not know where I work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Dang. Okay.
Yeah, I don't need them folks seeing me. They'd be like, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I work for the school district.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, I need a push ice. I got my push ice to me. I got a black one and I have a blue one.
Gotcha.
I ain't got
one. And don't ask why I got one either.
We're not. Why?
So, remember I told you I met my hero when I went to Atlanta?
Lord. Oh, you was on the...
So, yeah, that's why I say never meet your heroes.
So they got content. Yeah. You got your cut?
What you mean?
Huh?
What?
Don't they get paid for that content?
We didn't post it because it was, I told you, it was a horrible experience.
Oh.
I really feel bad behind it. So I'm sweating in a poo-shiesty mask.
Oh. Okay.
To some horrible punani. So, yeah. Because if you say you're Aquafina or you're a water park, I'm expecting Aquafina and a water park. I'm expecting you to be like Miss B Nasty. I'm expecting you to.
Well, maybe that's what she is to everybody else, but what happened? I mean, was it her or was it you?
I've never had complaints. So, I mean.
It don't sound like she ever had complaints either.
Well, true, but.
A bad day.
Like I said, yeah, we tried it most. We tried it both times. We did another time too, so it just it was the same both times. So it just I don't know. I guess my I don't know.
That's
true. Yeah, the Astro Glide. Don't know. I guess it didn't help either. So I don't know. It was a. I mean, yeah, but no content. That type of content. And a stripper. An exotic dancer. I'm sorry because, you know, I don't mean stripping. Exotic dancers. I don't know. I might.
You just want the Mercedes experience, don't you?
I do. But, you know, Mercedes be out here bumping boxes like pros because her and old girl, mm-hmm. they were bumping them boxes like pros. Which I have no problem with. You can bump them.
Like, what are y'all talking about? You seen?
You watch P-Valley? No.
I haven't seen the first. I mean, I only seen the first season.
Okay, clear. Okay, I mean, well, yeah, but I mean, here it's forever. You might well go back and watch it. So on second season, was it second season? She was bumping boxes like a pro.
Two seasons.
It was only two seasons.
I'm gonna go down and chuckle Lisa myself. Yeah,
okay, I got the visa because
we still have things right here.
What? We do. The pony is up there in Tupelo.
That ain't right. I mean, that's. I'm talking like.
Oh, in Jackson? I don't know. I think Dana's closed.
Oh.
Is he still
open? Yeah, it's some shit closed in Jackson.
Still, I think Dana's is still open. Babes. Because, of course, I work down that way. So,
I thought you was
work right down that way.
Downtown.
Oh. Okay. Clear it up.
So, I have to pass by sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know where I'm coming from.
Clear that up for me, please. Because you work down that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so but yeah, so bumping boxes, so yeah. You know, when
I know.
Okay,
I was saying my Mercedes, I thought y'all were talking about somebody around here.
No, Mercedes experience, she was supposed to give it to coach, but she gave it to the coach's wife, so that's why she was bumping boxes like a pro. I thought you needed help. See, that's what I'm saying, goes back to your number not being as low as you said it is, exactly, because you know what we be talking about. Yeah,
I was trying to figure out who y'all was talking about.
You know the type of stuff that we be saying. You be trying to play innocent over here to my left, but you know what we be talking about.
My son is a clone
of you, correct? Because he looks exactly like you.
Yeah,
he just has hair.
Sean, the hair part really?
It's all right because it get love.
Okay, I got locks.
The bald head get love.
These locks get love too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't get no love, but it's okay.
You know. It's gonna be okay, friend.
Right.
Your time coming, just like mine had to come. They waited till I got a new body to start coming for me. So
I had your ass once before.
But you gotta tell them, friend. Yeah. Back then, y'all didn't want me. Now I'm hot. Y'all on me. Yeah, you gotta tell them.
Good. Friend. If you listen to this man over here say you, he had some locks.
First, you were so convincing.
I did. Don't let John fool you. I did. It was back in my high school days.
Oh, okay.
I was a different person back then.
Oh, me too. I was very different.
I don't believe he had locks. He don't look like
he's gonna show a picture right now.
You had locks.
I did.
What happened?
I didn't think he had braids, but he ain't had no locks.
He finna show them.
So let me ask you this. I don't know if it's like too personal, but
why
you bald? Are you bald like by choice or?
I don't know.
You just.
I started getting, I went from braids to dreads, and then I was braiding my dreads, but then I started getting cowlicks. Mm-hmm. So I cut it off, had like the little mini fro or whatever, but yeah, my line just kept going back. And
so you just see it and just whack it on out.
Put a George Jefferson.
Yeah. Gotcha. If I let my hair grow, that's how it'd be.
So you was a Stevie Wonder, gotcha. Lord, I pray that never happens to me. I got to see these locks because I don't believe this guy is a dreadhead.
I did.
Stop
what?
They don't even look.
You look so innocent.
I was. Oh, look, is it now?
He look bad as hell.
No, now, yeah.
No, now he look like he was like he played basketball and was messing with one of the cheerleaders and they best friend.
He looked like he was bad.
They wanted.
See, okay, yeah.
So how many girlfriends you had on that picture? I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want nobody to come back to your past. You can just hold up the number on the bad end.
They wasn't cheerleaders. We was all just friends.
You fall for the okie doke every damn time we do this. Damn
so all show. Y'all was just friends.
Why
do
I keep
He always, all y'all was just friends.
Yeah.
Did you smash?
Yeah, that's why he fall for the okie doke every time. He falls for the okie doke every time, and he falls every time.
I just be chilling. I do. It come to me. I'm sorry.
You really had hair.
Wow. I did.
I'm surprised.
I did. Oh, you thought I was playing?
I knew I seen the braids on the Facebook page, but I didn't think that you had. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had whole dreads out here.
Dang. You play basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you look like it. In that picture, he looked like he had that basketball beat.
I don't play now, though.
Yeah, you look like it.
No. Yeah, I get, boy, my ankles would get broke several times. I get out there, not. God.
Mm-mm. Gotcha. Dang, that's why I say every time I do an episode, this guy learns something new. Every time. This is very funny. Well, he falls for the okie doke every time, though.
I don't know how I become a topic.
On every episode. That's why I say you change your number is continuously changing.
Decreasing.
It's increasing, sir. Your number is definitely increasing. Because he swear he's a Virgin Mary, but he's.
We just took a piece of me. And I put it in the machine and Grayson.
Oh.
Yep.
Gotcha. So, how would you feel with the holidays coming up and you say that, you know, you're committing to dating this entertainer?
Mm-hmm.
How would you want to introduce that to your family?
Oh, hey, mom, you know, how are you?
That's a nice one.
You cook? Okay. Well, may you set a separate plate? I have a friend, or he's my boyfriend now.
your man.
Yeah, my man. So, he's coming over. She probably would say, oh my gosh, you know, what did he do? Well, mom, by being 2025, you know, he does, he's kind of like in the actor world. He's kind of like an actor.
What kind of actor?
And so he kind of portrays different love interests with different women in his acting world.
So a corn star.
I like that. Okay.
Thank you.
I like that.
I like how you did that for a corn star. Okay. Gotcha.
That's it.
But you know you're going to have that one family member.
Yeah, auntie or their uncle.
Yes. Yeah.
So in other words, baby, he's a stripper.
Yeah,
he's selling that dick.
You know what? And he is.
It's always gonna be one that just gonna be.
It's gonna be that
but
one.
Now you know you made it when your uncle see you and be like, nephew. If he say it like that,
right, yeah.
I see you nephew.
If he say it like that, then you know you done made it. But he'll be like, nephew.
Let me talk.
That means you need to go back and work on it. Go back to the drawing board.
It's always that. I see your nephew when you know you done did.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, do it with my nephew.
You brought something home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I see. But, no. I don't know how I would do that. I wouldn't do it. But I would have to introduce you before the holidays.
Okay.
So I can kind of prep you and get you ready.
Well, luckily, it's just a smile. It's just me, my mama. My brother, my sister, so
yeah,
it's just a.
But see, that's the thing with me and my mom. Like, it's just me and her, but it's just like everybody gonna know. Mm. So it defeats the purpose of me trying to introduce you on holidays. I don't want to. She gonna already get that out there.
Now, if it's just a table with me and my siblings, ain't no sense of me sugarcoating it because my brother, he's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have to have a lick of nothing. He's just. Very outspoken.
Just has a big personality.
Yes.
Good.
So I'm just gonna have to go ahead and say it. Hey, it is what it is.
Cause somebody gonna be like, I knew she looked familiar. I knew
what Brandon May said.
It's gonna always be somebody. I'm telling you, But
I done seen you somewhere, and I'm like, you was on that movie.
Yep.
That's where I seen you from.
So they gotta choose: do they want to out themselves?
Yeah.
Or are they gonna keep their mouth closed?
Right.
And I'd rather you tell me up front.
So most definitely.
Give me that choice on if I want to move forward with definitely. The relationship or get to know you or whatever.
I feel like this
don't
should be the beginning.
Don't drop no bombshells on me.
Exactly. I feel like this should be the beginning of anything you should tell. Oh, yeah.
Don't
I don't
know about that.
Don't spring that on me the day before Thanksgiving. Be like, hey, so by the way, I do this on the side. Because I'm going to let people know I sell pictures of my feet.
Well, I'm going to say, if we starting to get to know each other and want to start something, let me know. Because don't just tell me off the bat, because we might not even see each other tomorrow.
Well, true, true.
Right.
So if only if it's starting to get serious.
Take it there.
Yes.
Now, yeah, because I do agree with that. It don't even have to be the entertainment, but since we're talking about that, yeah, whatever type of entertainment, if we just cool friends, you know, okay, you ain't got to tell me nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What you do is your business, baby. Right.
What you got to say?
You know when you start talking to someone and y'all started to swap social medias? I think it's probably going to come out then. Maybe. If they post.
If they post. But Nancy has that scene, if they're a big entertainer like this.
They got another page.
They're actually showing it or promoting it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, yeah.
And somebody probably run their page. Like Miss Ashley here to my right, she said her brother run her page. So, you know, she's a celebrity. Hmm? You tell me your brother runs your IG page.
I did.
Oh, so it was a lie?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Can't be believing this. Can't be believing this at work.
Look at her friend. She said, huh?
I'm like, what? Where did you get that from?
I'm sorry, John. I don't even know what we was talking about.
Asking for a picture to do the promotion for you on the show. And he was like, and I was like, oh, you follow this person. I know this person. He was like, oh, yeah, my brother runs my Instagram page.
She probably was trying to get to know you first.
We've known each other for 4 months. I've been there this...
She probably was trying to get the feel of you. That's why, yeah.
So, wow. Oh, but I don't listen, though, remember? But
you
don't
listen, John.
Oh, my God.
But I'm saying, have y'all ever found her or know of a person that did a lot like that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All the time. But
when I told, it wasn't intentional. It just came out. Like, I promise you, it just came out. Okay. Just want to put that out there.
He not mad.
Okay.
He finna throw some shade.
Cause I really thought that you had somebody
and
running your page.
He's like, well, her brother runs her Instagram.
And I was like, okay, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. So she kind of up there, you know, you kind of probably like a viral sensation, cause you know you a woman of Z5 Beta.
ZETA.
So I'm thinking like, okay, you know, you up there, so you know, you probably got like a lot of, you know.
I ain't quite.
But here you go, telling me a story.
Again, John, when I...
But swear up and down, every day, I don't listen.
You don't?
Okay, got you. It's definitely...
I got to listen my purse of the reasons why you don't listen.
You should have had it over here so you can pull that, because I want to see how small that list is.
Lunch, that's number one.
Okay, when we end this episode, we're gonna have a discussion. So we have an audience here, we have witnesses, so we can see who's on the right side of that.
Gotcha.
I'm not being a witness to nothing.
We have witnesses.
Accessory to the no.
We have
what
witnesses.
You say? Because I ain't trying to be nobody co-defendant. So scratch that. I didn't even hear that conversation.
Nope.
I know. I'm sitting in court. I see DeAndre.
I ain't hear nothing.
DeAndre and Shay walk in finna testify.
Wait. See how she gave you a whole name?
Huh? DeAndre?
Deshaun. Friend Deshaun. She good on names.
DeAndre.
Tell him how bad I am on names.
It's all right.
DeAndre. That's your new name. DeAndre
is your new name.
It's okay. I'm not even mad because if you knew me, it's okay. It's all right.
Then y'all don't set up here.
don't worry about it.
What we done did.
I ain't even say nothing.
What? You know what? Every time I flip a page, you be so excited to go into the next segment. And stuff.
I know.
I'm like, I'm about to get ready to break us into the next segment.
We got an email today.
We do. We do have an email. It's a long email.
That's what I'm trying to see.
But we're going to play our game first, then we're going to go into the email.
Okay.
Yeah. So, before we go into our next segment, I do want to also give another shout out to our sponsors. This part of the segment, before we go into the segment of Name That Theme Song, the sponsor that I want to give a shout out to is Molly B's. They do cookies. So their cookies are cheap. They do like $2.99 cookies. And you can order them in dozens. Now, if you order dozens, it's going to go up on the price. But her cookies do have liquor in them. And she does.
Say what?
Yes. So she dabbles her cookies with rum, whiskey, and I want to say it was tequila when I read it.
When I chase tequila.
So, yeah. So it's like, I think with her being one of our sponsors, if you use our code, you'll get 20% off.
Give me the code because I need some. Today.
Yeah. And also we have our other sponsor. They do gummies for people that are used to having hangovers. So for each drink you have, you will eat 3 gummies to help you not have a hangover the next day.
I need a whole bag then.
Well, friend, you click that link in our link tree at the bottom of the description box. And
3
you,
gummies per drink.
Per drink.
Hello.
So you won't have a hangover. It's supposed to help you with your hangover. Yeah. Okay, so I know that we're finna go ahead and go into our next segment. So the game that we're finna play is Name That Theme Song. Woo! I need you around more often. Cause see what I'm talking about. So I know you won last time, Deshaun. I didn't know if you wanted to keep this. So I kept your scorecard for you.
Appreciate that, sir. That's
so good. You can frame because he always losing.
Okay.
This is second.
Yes. So he's 1-2. Congratulations. And yes, Shay won 1 when we first started the game. So as you can see, you all have your blindfolds in front of you. So you can go ahead and put those on.
I got a lot of hair on today.
I know. I thought you were going back to, you're not going back to red?
I had to get black for a wedding, and I'm still pissed about it. Because I don't do black hair. But I was cute, though.
You was?
I was cute.
You was.
Okay, I can't see. I can't see with my glasses on either, so bad.
I know. I can't hear what mine be off either. Mm-mm. So, everybody good?
Yeah.
Can y'all see how many fingers I'm holding up?
The middle finger.
Nope. That's how I know you're lying. How many fingers I'm holding up?
12. 3.
12.
Not the 12.
You see how it just came out? Like, I don't even think about it.
Yeah, it was 3.
It was?
Yeah.
No, but for real, I can't see.
How many fingers I'm holding up?
You asking me?
Yeah, Shay.
Shoot, 2.
Okay, how many fingers I'm holding up, Ashley?
4.
Okay, good job. Okay.
She would have got it right this time.
That's what I'm going to say. No. Okay, so I will give you all hints to these theme songs so everybody can know, know what they're doing.
We're
going
to have the music?
Yeah, I'm going to play the music for you. You want me to sing it for you?
Yeah.
I can't hold a note. So I'm going to let y'all know if it's a theme song. I mean, of course it's a theme song, but I'm going to let you know if it's an ad before the theme plays.
Okay. Y'all heard it.
Mm,
having
fun.
BTA.
All right, let's see.
But ain't he
taller
than you?
He is. Now my 15-year-old, he's like 6'2".
Ooh. He how tall?
My 15-year-old, he's
6'2". That's what I'm talking about.
God.
I don't like no short trees.
Yeah.
My son, 15, he is like 5'11".
Oh, he about
5'11". Hey, Damien. But yeah.
And baby, my son is in a 14-man shoe.
Okay.
God dang, girl, dang.
Look, don't just be treat lightly around
him. Yeah, I be about to die trying to buy some shoes for him.
I know. God, special order. All right, so we're going to have 3 rounds. Some of these consist of TV shows you watch with your grandma. Some of these consist of shows that you watch when you try to skip school and be fast.
Nah, I ain't do all that. Yeah, I went to the best high school in the land, Provine.
Oh, my God. We were rivalry schools then.
Oh, where you go?
Jim Hill.
I'm so sorry
about Provine.
Provine, hello. How y'all doing? Ram City out there, 2500 Robinson Road.
Okay. 2185 Coach Fred Harris Street.
Did anybody hear anything?
We don't know nothing about the Rams, you know, over there, baby.
I'm off of Highway 18.
Well, I went to the University of South Jackson.
They don't exist either.
What
was that, 2607 Running Road.
I went to the real hill, baby.
2400. Where you at?
2185.
Where you at?
Anyway, 2607 Running Road, Jackson, Mississippi, 39212. There it is.
Class of 07, baby.
Oh, 06. What's that? Class reunion next year. What's that like?
I really feel like you can see me because you're doing a lot of good movement over here with this blindfold on. You really are.
Yep, 06.
Okay. Okay, y'all ready? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, these are cartoons. These are some adult cartoons. These are some TV shows. So, I'm going to let y'all know if it's an ad being played, you know, to start it out. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You go to first.
I don't know
is
that,
baby. No, this is the song.
You said that's a cartoon?
No, it could be a cartoon or like another theme song.
That sounds like it's something to Disney.
It did come on ABC Family. It is a spinoff of one of the shows, Mixed-ish.
Next.
Yeah, next.
I gave y'all like a big clue. It's a spinoff of Mixed-ish and Black-ish.
I don't know this.
I didn't watch it.
21 Grown-ish.
Thank you, Shay.
Oh, that's it?
It's Grown-ish, yes.
Oh, child. I ain't never watched it a day before in my life.
But yeah, the ish was the clue. Mm. Okay. All right, so the next one. This is an ad playing. And here comes the song.
The Game.
Okay, Shay. Where y'all at?
I know. I just got to get it to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got a good, like, her flow is good.
All right.
Derwin Ding Dong Davis. Med school. All
right. Here goes the next song.
Reading Rainbow?
No.
Was it Reading Rainbow?
Hmm.
Reading Rainbow?
No.
Oh. Well, I know this, but I don't know the name. I can't think of the name.
Gilligan's Island.
No. The name of the show is in the... Thank you. Yeah, good job. Said? Between the Lines.
I was close.
Oh, I never would have got that.
The animals on Gilligan's Island.
No, baby. Is animals on there?
Yeah. The dinosaur?
Oh, you talking about Gullah Island?
Gullah Island. What did I say, Gilligan?
You talking about the children of...
Binya.
Yeah. In the sunny weather.
It. Okay, here's the next one. This is from my childhood.
That sound like Barney. Not Barney, but.
See, when you say our childhood, we're not the same age, so. Mickey Mouse? Clubhouse?
No. Want some fun? Here's
where. Goof Troop?
Oh, that's Daffy Duck.
It's not. It's not Daffy Duck.
DuckTales?
No.
Play it again. That's the moon at our house. Kitchen's here. Bathroom's there.
Patty full of stuff here. It was a bear.
What's that bear? Oh my God.
And he had.
The big old bear.
The Clifford.
No, listen to the theme song.
That's a dog.
Bears theme bears.
I gave y'all the clue. It was a bear. Finish it what they were saying.
Bear in the Big Blue House?
Good job, Deshaun.
What he said?
Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh, shit. Okay. How old are you?
What about SpongeBob? Cat dog?
Cat dog.
Deshaun messed those up.
Right.
Hey, Arnold.
You know, we did those already.
Oh. Doug.
I'm like 33.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm surprised you didn't have Barney on there much.
I did have Barney. Don't do that.
I think he did.
I did that one already. Okay, so here go another one. Now, I know y'all watch this with y'all grandmamas.
I don't think you had Rocket Power on here.
You wouldn't have got it no way if I did. Here go. This is an ad. This is the last game for round one.
Oh, person right! I can't even get it out. Oh,
that's it. That's the mic.
That is it.
That is it. Correct.
Person, now that gotta be worked too.
Come on down.
Okay, so I will give one more song to be the tiebreaker to go into the next round. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is an ad. Calm down, Ashley. Okay, y'all ready? Here goes the song. No, it's an ad. Sorry.
Look, I'm trying to figure out what it was. You said it's an ad.
Okay, here goes the song.
Oh, Family Matters!
Dang. Oh.
Family Matters!
And
Full House.
There you go, Deshaun.
Oh, my God!
I couldn't even hear it.
No, you can say it here.
Deshaun got round one, y'all. Now Deshaun trying to come up, y'all. Deshaun trying to come 3-for-3.
My fault, we still playing.
That show is full.
We can take the hip. I mean, I said.
Oh, we got three rounds, friend.
Okay.
Okay, this is the. Here go. We're going into round two.
Say bye, Bell.
Recess.
There you go, Deshaun.
Wait,
what was it? Recess.
Oh, I said say bye, Bell. I just heard the knock on Bell, Jesus.
All right, y'all ready for the next song?
Mm-hmm.
It's loading up. This is the song.
Rock it out.
There you go, Shay.
Yeah,
for somebody that just said. They just said they wanted Rocket Power on the song.
And didn't even get it. And what you said, you wouldn't get it if I told you.
You know what?
And he still didn't get it.
All right. Okay. Ashley, I need you. Where you at, friend? Come on.
I mean, I was outside. I wasn't in the house watching cartoons. I was in the creek.
Okay. So this is now the next song would be a cartoon. We were kids, and it came around everybody's time. Everybody should know these.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh.
The
Prophet? No. Oh, God.
What is this?
I don't know
this. I can't think of the name of it, but I did watch it.
Okay, so I'm going to start it back over. Listen to the lyrics. And it's going to give you the name of the show.
Okay.
Mama had a chicken. Mama had a cow.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. And?
Chicken and cow.
Chicken and cow.
I give it to you and Deshaun. It was cow and chicken, but yeah.
I've never heard of that. So
me either.
Cow and chicken.
Yeah, it's real silly. I watched it when I didn't have anything else to watch.
I never would have guessed that.
Okay, next.
Oh, he laughing at him. Here's
the story. Brady Bunch.
Okay, Shay.
Because I'm going to start singing and forgot to, yeah. All of them had her go like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
Okay.
Here's the story of a man named
Stephanie's son.
Deshaun is tearing it up on y'all.
That was like in the 70s or 60s.
But I say you can watch it with your grandmama.
Me and my dad.
Or your granddaddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, last song for this round. This is an ad.
Gold offers one of the highest APYs available. You get started by downloading the Robin.
I really thought you would have these.
The Addams Family.
No.
Oh.
That is what it's
Love and Marriage.
Close, but what's the name of the show?
Oh, God. Because it's called Love and Marriage. Oh.
You got it. Come on, cuz.
Peggy.
Yup.
All in the Family. Is that her
too? Uh-uh.
No, have mercy.
I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Child, I don't even know the name of the doggone show. I know Peggy on there.
Married with children.
Yeah, them people.
All right, we're gonna give y'all another song to end at this round. This is the song.
Ms. Rogers.
That was it. Okay. Mr. Rogers. So y'all letting Deshaun beat y'all?
We giving some 50 and 60 stuff.
Okay, you know what? Let me give you some up to date. You ready?
Yeah.
Round three. Let's go. And you better get it right, Ashley.
Oh, Lord. What's happening? What's going on?
P-Valley.
Song number two. This is it.
Oh, that's Mary J. Blige.
Go up, down, play around. Oh my God. That's out of Queens Bend.
There you go, Shay.
I'm gonna give a disclaimer. I'm a rapper. I'm not a singer, I'm a rapper. So.
Okay. Song number three for round three.
Oh yeah, that show. I didn't watch it.
I know it.
Oh, is that Power? No. No, it's not Power. It's not Power. I know I just didn't watch it. Oh, family. Oh, yo, cause he won his daddy, and he went to the other woman. Yo, something family business.
There you go. Come on, Ash. There you go.
Come on now. What's up?
Oh, she got the baby.
Yeah.
Netflix $25.99. What's up?
Here go the next one. It's a spin-off of that one. This is their, like, the cousin to their show.
On the Bend in New Orleans.
Louisiana.
Yeah, I give it to both of y'all. Okay, Ashley.
With Brandon T. Jackson.
Uh-huh. And Big Shirley.
What's
that? And Data Banner. It's Family Business New Orleans.
Okay. You go to the next song.
It's a little quiet on my left.
Okay, so this was like, of course it's an old show. It was three friends. It's supposed to be like Cool and High.
Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm. It was a black sitcom. With rerun.
What's Happening?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
What's happening. Oh. All right, last song for the win. This is an ad in the play, y'all. But this is the last song for the win, even though Deshaun really won because he won two out of the three rounds.
The thing about me and money is, I haven't really focused on it.
Squirrel!
Commercial.
Good job.
Andy Griffith Show.
Oh. That's it. It wasn't Matlock because you didn't get Matlock when you played the last week. So, Shay, you won round three. Ashley, I really thought you was going to do something. Y'all can take the blindfold. Okay. Take them off slowly. I don't want y'all eyes to get, y'all be mad.
Ooh, that light, Jesus.
Yeah, that light.
Y'all good? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, y'all. So, clearly, y'all let Deshaun come back. Like, Deshaun has won three.
Deshaun been watching TV.
You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this for next week when we have our next guest host so she can know her theme song. So we're going to go move right along into our next segment. We listen, but we don't judge. But we going to judge.
What the hell happened
out there? Yeah, they got a lot going on. And it's golly. All right, so this person emailed us and said, am I tripping or is he playing in my face?
He playing in your face.
Yeah, look, yeah, because if you got a word like that for your subject line, okay. All right, so you start off saying, hey, y'all, I need some real advice because my head and my heart are not matching right now. Okay. I've been with my dude for 10 years. Ooh. We basically grew up together, and this is the only relationship I have really known. A few months ago, I was cleaning out our closet and saw that what I thought was a candy wrapper on the floor. I picked it up and realized it was an empty condom wrapper. We don't use condoms. He was asleep in the bed when I found it. So I woke him up like, what is this? He acted shocked and said it was not his and he had no idea how it got there.
So who else got a key?
Right.
Okay.
Could be in the closet.
And why are you holding? Okay.
Why would you put it in the closet?
It was with his clothes, probably. Okay. I was so mad I just left the house without my phone and ended up sleeping in my car at a truck stop. I did that for a couple of days. I would only come back when I knew he was at work. Eventually, I came home and he was waiting on me. He said we needed to talk. He admitted he had been flirting with some woman at his job. He said it never got physical and that they were only texting. When I asked to see the messages, he said he deleted them. The only one still there was a message she sent saying something like, don't tell me my pussy just okay. It's damn good.
Oh.
He swears nothing happened and says he don't know where that condom wrapper came from. We are still together, but I can't lie. I don't trust him not at all now. I have put so much into this relationship. I love him. I don't want to look stupid, and I don't want to start over either. I just don't know what to do. Do you think I should stay and try to rebuild or cut my losses and go? Hold on, she ain't done yet.
Oh, dang.
Hold on. Oh, no, that was the sign confused and tired. Baby, you damn sure confused.
Yeah. 10 years.
And
let that man go. Because
he's
obviously playing in your face.
Real bad. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all can go here because, you know, I'm finna hold her hand with a napkin in between when I say what I say.
I mean, of course, it seems like it's not easy to let him go. 10 years, and that's the only relationship, meaning the man you're with, that's your only blueprint
to a man
in life, to a man, to a relationship, to a confidant, to your sexual partner, to your emotional partner. So from what it seems like, you know, there's no other blueprint that you have. Of course, it's all easy for us to say, cut that motherfucker off because the text message said, you know, don't tell me my motherfucking pussy is just okay. It's damn good. You know what I'm saying? So she just told you what it was.
It could still be her, though.
I agree because, for one, how he don't know where that condom wrapper came from if it's only y'all two living in that house. You know it's not yours. Y'all don't use condoms.
Exactly.
And that text message, that's all the proof you need.
You ain't lying.
That's all
I
you
swear.
Need. He cheated.
So where?
And 9 times out of 10, he gonna try to flip that script on you.
Right.
To make it seem like it's you when he's the problem. Let his ass go.
What you gotta say, Deshaun?
I'll holler at your dog. I don't know if that's her place. Did they get the place together?
Or see, now that she didn't say
it's move definitely in? Her did place. Did she move in?
It's definitely her place.
Well, what I did?
I know you put the car. You put the car bed outside.
That man. I went
bed.
To work.
Yeah, car.
Bed, and I car. Never went home. I moved Shay, that on his ass.
Shay moved everything out, even the dog.
On his birthday.
God, dog.
Very good.
But then, I'm kind of scared or a little timid for you because for you to make the decision to sleep in your car for 2 to 3 days.
You had them folks call on you.
Then, you know, that kind of concerns me. So, yeah.
Okay. Y'all ready for me?
I wouldn't say somebody gotta explain something. But I don't even know, do it really need to be explained? Because if he's lying already, I don't know. That's kinda hard because like I said, even with the text message, it's evidence like, hey, y'all had something going on.
Exactly.
Right. So
and the only text message you see is that.
That's what the rest of it?
Well, he deleted them. He deleted them.
Well, he said
so no way she's gonna out the blue just text just that.
So that means what was the nature? If it's not that, what's the nature that y'all need to be talking about that? If it ain't what it is. Mm-hmm. Is that what he said? It ain't what it is?
Exactly.
So why y'all talking about
sex and her coochie?
Yeah.
How do you know it's okay and it's not good?
Exactly.
If you ain't already had it,
exactly. Right.
So that, yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully 30 days have not passed to where you can check the deleted messages. If he has an iPhone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Android has that feature.
Oh, we're all iPhone users here.
Okay. But yeah, iPhone, finally. You know, you can always go to deleted messages and, you know.
Go to his messages, click edit. And then it's going to say it's going to have like deleted messages on there. You can see.
Unless he done already deleted the deleted messages as well. Okay.
Jamal. I bet his name Jamal because Jamal do shit like that.
A Jamal or a Marcus.
Yeah. Is his name Marcus. Jamal girl?
Or Chris.
Or one.
Oh. Like, oh my God, Chris. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
It's one of them. Email us back.
Okay. Email
us back.
Miss Confused and Tired. I'm going to hold your hand with a napkin in between both hands when I say these.
Not both.
Okay. Both. Because what did my favorite civil rights lady say? She is sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you damn sure tired and confused for staying with this man for 10 years, and you found your golden ticket in the closet.
To get up out of there.
That was your golden ticket to go and visit Willy Wonka. And his chocolate factory or whatever factory he got out there.
She done visited his chocolate factory.
But yeah, cause your man, he done dabbled. Yeah. He done dabbled. Yeah, I'm sorry to inform you. I hope you don't cry when you see this. But your man, he cheating on you with the girl at work. Do better with life. It's okay to start over. I mean, not even depend on your age, cause there's some people out here that like cougars, like me. So
yeah. He do. So I've never been in a relationship. I've never had a boyfriend, girlfriend. I've never met nobody's parents. So the advice that I'm saying, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I can only imagine what I would do. I literally don't know what it is to be in a relationship.
That's right.
Baby, I would have tore that house up.
And then, yes, this is another
part.
Another outlet.
And be smiling on my mugshot, baby.
Another alley, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
How would your smile be?
I would have whooped his ass. I can't say that, huh?
Yes, you can.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I would have told his ass to, and they'll still be trying to get me off his ass to this day, okay? Thank you.
And what concerns me is that you went, like Ashley said, you went to a truck stop. Why?
Anything could happen at that truck stop.
Do you know how many lot lizards be walking that truck stop?
And not only that, people are getting kidnapped and
that too.
The trafficking and exactly. All that stuff. Like, don't ever do that again.
At all. Go to a friend house.
I was just about to say that. I go to
mama house, somebody house. Don't do that. Depending on how big the house is, just sleep in another room if that's the case. But don't go to no truck stop. I would not want that to be on the news.
And don't ever lower yourself for a man.
At that part, because. Mm. But my favorite singer, Aretha, said, "A rose is still and always will be a rose."
You at some point you have to love yourself more than exactly. You love that man.
Yeah, because ain't no way you let that man play in your face like that with that golden rapper. Like we on. Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Ain't no way you let them in playing your face.
Maybe it's the golden rap.
Was he holding it for a friend or what? I mean,
holding it for a friend. I knew you was gonna say that, John. So when the friend got done doing what he do, he picked up his friend condom and put him in his pocket.
Look,
unless the friend
that's
was
what
doing
his excuse
it.
Is, not mine.
Unless the friend was doing it in their bed, then it's just nasty.
Is that what men do?
Or was his friend that was there with? Hey, no nigga. Okay.
So
hey, you need to check your man.
Yeah.
No.
Check your man and his man message. Yeah. What they be calling?
If this is your house.
Oh, this my man right here.
Put him out. Yeah. If this y'all house, save up so you can get your own. Baby.
But now, if it's your house, put that nigga out. I mean, that man out.
In 10 years.
That's a long time. Y'all should be married now.
Have y'all even talked about marriage?
I hope it's off the the bulletin board now. Cause
well, I can't talk because I was with somebody for 7.5 years, but he proposed and I told him hell no. Nah,
oh, he proposed?
I knew, baby. He wasn't the one the Lord had for me. Thank God.
Well, you know the Lord gonna give you a sense of discernment and put you right in there.
And that's your sign. God telling you this, not the man he have for you, baby.
Yeah. I agree.
I hate that for you, confused and tired. I really do. Dang.
And that's not just for women. It's for men, too.
Definitely. No, they don't have any. No, he didn't say they had kids. But if y'all do have kids, y'all can write us back and let us know. Because I would like to follow up with you on these.
And never stay for the kids, baby.
No,
I tried. That's not good.
Cause you know my girl Candace, she said she leaving her husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
we told. I know, cause Mama Joyce been told y'all about that.
Right,
she told you that was gonna be a problem, and you know what? Don't touch my microphone. Mama Joyce had told you, Candy, and even Kaya told you when she was like, every man wants. When we were trying to tell y'all that, you didn't want to listen. Nah, Ty, he a good man. Ain't Bertha told you it was a scheme.
It was. And Ty set up.
And but now look at
you. To you
with the bullshit. Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, yeah, I'm sorry to you, Candy Burst, but if you're looking for someone younger, I'm going to take the application. Because
she made him sign that prenup.
Exactly. And now he leaves with nothing.
Well, he had money.
I mean, he had money.
As much. He always said he didn't have
as much as her did. Because, I mean, she.
He worked in production on the show, and he produced a lot of shows and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, it ain't like he was just, like, people made it seem like he was just broke.
Well, Mama Joyce made it seem like he was broke, yeah. You know.
But he had money, and that's why he quit Housewives, because he couldn't work on the show and date her.
Yeah. I hate that for you, Todd.
Well.
But I'm rooting for you, Candy. But I'm sorry, ma'am. Break up with your man.
Yep. Go on, get up there. And
it's going to be scary.
Go fishing.
Start again. It's a lot of scary. Lot of fish in the sea. I'm in the ocean still looking at myself, so you know, hey.
I'm not saying do this, but Angela Bassett said, get your shit and get the fuck out.
Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, boy. Listen to Angela if you don't listen to nobody else.
I ain't say go to the extreme.
Don't burn the man car up, man.
Right.
But I wouldn't be mad if you did.
But yeah, I see where you're going with. All right. So I would like to go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and end the show and everything. I want to say thank you again to Ms. Raina for letting us use her building today. And most importantly, I would like to thank our guest host, Ms. Ashley, for stopping by. And we popped her cherry. Oh my God! See, we told you it wasn't gonna be messy. It was like a good clean.
It was real good.
We used a little lube there, you know, not too much.
Yeah. I mean, I bleed a bit, but it's okay.
It was tight.
I'm glad y'all put some towels down.
We did. Yeah. Yeah.
You just need a little tampon, that's all.
Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, interest yourself. And you are more than welcome to always come back to the show. You know, we don't want you to just be a one-time person. You can always come back. We don't.
Well, I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah. I definitely did. My first podcast, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So now, if you would like to be like confused and tired and send us an opinion for us to listen and not judge you, but we're going to judge you. You can send it to our email. It's say.what.now2024@gmail.com. Or you can slide into our DMs on either TikTok or Instagram. Our TikTok is @saywhatnowpodcast. And our Instagram is say.what.now24. So make sure you follow us and stay up to date on all of those. And you can also listen to us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and among others. Make sure you all click that link tree in the bottom in our description box so that you can go ahead and click those links to support us and, you know, get them discounts on them sponsors that we get, because I'm going to try one of them cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm gonna
put that on
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, cause I need me a tequila cookie.
Yeah, okay, cause she do cookies and stuff. So make sure.
Some tequila, baby.
And also, we will keep you all updated and informed about the Best in Mississippi podcast nomination. So make sure y'all vote for us, cause
you know.
We need that trophy again, cause you know.
I'm gonna get myself. I got a new suit too. I've been waiting.
You won't be here, but I'll make sure to put you in the speech.
Oh dang!
Yeah,
that's right. Cause
yeah.
And where are you finna go?
Not yet, friend.
Before Jackson.
Okay.
But we ain't never said we're going to wait.
Oh, you didn't want to put it out there right now?
No, that's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't have a specific time, though.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay.
You see how people come on the show and get their cherry popped and be want to do the wrong stuff.
They had a whole moment before the show.
Exactly.
So she got excited.
Yep.
I know.
She didn't know.
But I guess it is a good time to announce it since she's here.
Oh, Amy. Well, hey, since you're here. You going to announce it?
I didn't practice. I didn't help myself to say it.
Oh,
this
that's
time.
Why I'm.
It was on the spot, huh?
Yeah, it is kind of on the spot.
Thought you was going to just wait.
So
I will be leaving in January, unfortunately. Fortunately, but unfortunately. But I've joined the military, so I will be leaving January, back by July. So next season, I won't be here.
Because you got to do basic and AIT, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Be in Fort Jackson for basic and Virginia for AIT.
Nice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shay, it's just me and you for season.
Just me and you.
For season four, we gonna hold it down for season four.
Season five, I'll be back.
Who said his contract got renewed to season five?
I said that.
Oh, now, you know what? Let me stop because you know
I said that.
I pisses a lot of people off when I bring up that weird contract, don't I? Okay, so yes. Make sure y'all tune in. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. If you have any comments, concerns, or questions, be sure to write it in the comment section so that we can also invite you on the show. Because, you know, we don't discriminate. We don't want you not to feel like you're not welcome here on the show. So, if y'all need me, call me. No matter how far, no matter whose car, buckle up. You can always save a life. So, y'all have a great one, a blessed one, and a safe one.